Assessor Debbie Griffith has been in office since 1989, and she has never seen a drop in valuation like this year's. Griffith told commissioners Monday that property values, which declined an average of 9%, have fallen victim to the foreclosure rate.
The data that we collected on residential properties, 31% of them were REOs, or foreclosures that were being resold by the bank. And that was enough to bring values down. A lot of those were sold for 40 and 50 cents on the dollar.
The most recent figures were calculated in June 2012, based on the preceding 18 months. In an unusual turn of events, Griffith said some homeowners thought their properties should be valued higher, despite the fact that they'll pay higher taxes. That group made up part of the 248 appeals this year.
We had a significant number of taxpayers who were in to visit who felt that their value was too low and wanted an increase. And some of those properties actually did increase once we had done a field visit and got proper current data for their account.
Griffith said 109 appeals were denied, 128 were adjusted, and 11 people were satisfied after they had the valuation explained. This is out of 24,000 accounts taxed in Delta County, including not only real estate, but manufactured homes, oil and gas production, businesses that operate in more than one state, and commercial personal property. About half the accounts are residential property, and about 2,500 are agricultural. Agriculture has a special place in Colorado, and ag equipment is not taxed. Griffith said the county could also be affected by a proposal from the oil and gas industry and some counties to tax personal property as a percent of production rather than based on its face value.
In Delta County right now, we have 21 wells. We're getting production off of one. And they're brand new wells. Most of them have not even been in production for a year. They drill them, they cap them off, and they let them sit there because natural gas isn't expensive enough right now. And so they don't want to sell. So they have all this beautiful brand new equipment sitting up there worth thousands and thousands of dollars, but they only want to pay personal property on a percentage of the production, and they're not producing. I think our production was $21,000 last year.
There are signs of stabilization in the real estate market, says Griffith, but it may take a while for those positive changes to be felt.
It always takes longer for the economy to decrease in Delta County when there's a big hit in Colorado, but it also always takes longer for us to get back to where everybody else is.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.